Senita, CENETA Wade, WADE, 1011, 63, 61-year-old woman, originally from Houston, used to work at St. Luke's and then work for an oil company. Patient, of course, doesn't work at this time. 4 years ago, she was diagnosed with lymphoma, CNS lymphoma, which caused her numerous syncopal episode before she had a CT scan and subsequently underwent treatment, period. Her recent hospitalization was in 2024 in March, where she developed a cough, shortness of breath, wheezing, workup including chest x-ray, lower extremity edema, lower extremity Doppler study, CT scan, only showed evidence of atelectasis, period. Patient subsequently was sent home with no medication. Currently, she doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink alcohol. Medical problems, lymphoma 4 years ago, hiatal hernia, history of gallstones. Medication, no medication list was given. Surgery, some kind of hole in her stomach. She doesn't know exactly what they did, but that's gone much improved. Review of system, she's ambulatory. She's able to, she's ADL independent, does not wear a diaper. She has not lost any weight. She has no chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness, hematemesis, hematitis, seizure, convulsion, allergy, penicillin. Family history, diabetes, vaccination, both flu shot and COVID immunization are up to date. On examination, we find Ms. Wade to be a rather obese 61-year-old woman in no distress. Patient lives with a daughter in an apartment in Houston, Texas. Period. Blood pressure 163 over 95. Pulse is 95. Respiration is 18. Or two side 94%. Heart pauses, one pulse, rest two lungs. Fear one. Abdomen soft. Lower extremity shows no edema, columnar sinusitis, neurological non-focal. Assessment. Here we have a 61-year-old woman with history of CNS lymphoma. Has been cancer-free slash in remission for 4 years, period. Blood pressure is slightly elevated, period. Her recent ER visit for shortness of breath and dizziness has now improved. Next number, she's very ambulatory, very awake, very alert, and very able to take care of herself. Next number, she's very ADL independent, and she is not bowel and bladder incontinent, period. I'm in search of her blood medications to make sure she's taking something for her blood pressure because her blood pressure is definitely elevated. At this time, period. She has a history of gallstones with no symptoms and hiatal hernia with no issues or problems at this time. Thank you.